Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Emily Connolly is with me this entire week, and we've been getting, like, some really, really cool suggestions for late August listening. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Joe.
So what's today?
So today we're talking about The Ones We're Meant to Find by Joan He, and it's narrated by Nancy Wu. And this is a young adult science fiction audiobook that intrigued me so much when I heard about the concept. It had come out earlier in the year, but I waited for the chance to listen to it once it came out on audio. And I'm really glad I did.
What's the concept? What's the premise?
So it's a sort of a climate disaster novel set in the future, but it's also the story of two sisters who are desperate to be reunited. So it's both, you know, dealing with all of these futuristic ideas and the impact of the changing climate and seeing where that might go and where that might take us. But it's also very much the story of these two sisters who care about each other. And there are a lot of twists in this audiobook, so I don't want to spoil anything for anybody. So I'm going to be careful about what I say. But going into it, you know that one of the sisters, Casey, is a science prodigy who's had a hard time connecting with anyone in her eco-city that she lives in the sky. She is worried a lot about her sister, though, who's been lost at sea. And it seems that Cecilia had left by boat, and there hasn't been any sign of her.
Was she fleeing? What was she doing?
Well, Casey doesn't know. So that's part of, she's trying to figure out, why did her sister leave? What was she running away from or to? Her part is narrated in third person, and it gives you sort of a more, you know, you're getting insight into her feelings, but you feel a little bit more remote. Nancy does an excellent job conveying her anxiety and her, she almost is very worried about not grieving her sister and her mom who had passed away years before. So that's one half of the story, and we alternate back and forth between Casey's point of view and C, who lives on this island, and she woke up 3 years ago and she has no one there for company aside from a dictionary bot named Yumi and a boat she's trying to repair. And she has lost all these memories from her life before the island, but they're slowly coming back. All she knows really is that her sister is out there somewhere and she needs to find her across the sea. And she's a character with a lot of positivity despite being in this really desperate situation. And Nancy narrates her with a really warm and bright voice that suits C's personality. So it's seeing how those two different stories come together and other characters that are introduced made it a fascinating listen. And we can hear a clip, and Nancy is, we've talked about her narrations before on here. And so she always does an excellent job, I've found. But this is a part where C is heading out into the island to look for more supplies.
Okay. So this is The Ones We're Meant to Find by Joan He, read by Nancy Wu.
Yumi rolls over and together we set off inland. We outstrip the sounds of the sea and gulls until it's just the crunch of rock under Yumi's wheels, the squish of gray mud under my rubber clogs, compliments of MM, and foggy silence for kilometers on end. Eventually, the mud calcifies to shale. Pools of rainwater form little, shallow, sterile ponds. Shrubs lean in the direction of the wind, their roots crawling like veins along the rock. This side of the island, shoreside, is mostly flat in elevation. If not for the fog, you'd be able to see straight to the ridge. It bisects the island, a wall of rock that can't be circumnavigated, only climbed.
That does not seem to be a really attractive island.
It's not an easy place to live.
Oh my God.
No. As you learn more about it, it's even less and less friendly of a spot. So it's a fascinating story because you have, on the one hand, C is on this island sort of getting by somehow. And then you have Casey, who's living in this city in the sky where, you know, people have been trying to get to these cities to be away from all the ecological disasters happening on the ground. It was a fascinating story, but it was also one that was kind of tough to listen to while there's so much going on here on Earth in the present. So it was definitely a lot to think about with this one.
Okay, that is The Ones We're Meant to Find by Joan Ha, read by Nancy Wu. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Today's episode of Behind the Mic is brought to you by Penguin Random House Audio, publishing the finest fiction and nonfiction audiobooks for adults and children. Visit penguinrandomhouseaudio.com/audiophile today and start listening. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.